What was your intro you thought of?
Hello, hello, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, it's so lame.
Amazing. I have had a beer, just so you know. Welcome back to A Coffee and a Cry. It is currently 4:32 on a Sunday. I just thought I'd better throw in the time and day because nothing really happens on a Sunday. I have real Sunday like demotivation.
See, I tend to, at the moment I've been working a lot on Saturdays, so Sundays have really become like I'm not doing anything.
Oh my god, I started working those on Saturday too, and I think it's like just because I'm in quarantine. So
yeah,
like I have loads more time, but I don't.
See, I've been doing it where, like, because I'm still working Monday to Friday, and so then all of my other work ends up sitting on a Saturday. So, but that's okay. I'm doing editing, so like, it gets to the point where I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I do it Saturday afternoon, and then it's like 6 hours later. Why did I do this? But no, it's all good. It's all good.
You do the thing on the Saturday where you try and wait to the very, very last second until you start your work.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's Saturday, I can lie in. And then it gets to like midday. And I'm like, oh, I should start eventually. And then by the time I actually start, it's 3 p.m. And then I finish around like 8 p.m. And I'm like, well, what a productive day that was.
So basically, obviously, last podcast, we just spoke a bit about like lockdown and stuff. So I'm going to try like not avoid the topic, but I don't think like, obviously, you probably hear enough about it. Like, I definitely do.
Yeah,
enough about like actually like what's happening in the world. And I just I just don't want to hear about it anymore.
To be fair, I did get really sick of hearing about like the numbers, like everyone was so obsessed with the number of cases.
Yeah,
and so but that's kind of gone now. It's more about how everyone is like coping, which is better, but I'm still like, let's just adjust that this is the new normal and move on.
So we're just going to talk about like general life this episode, because to be honest, nothing's really going on. Like both me and Katie were like, oh yeah, we'll like think of a story time, and like we'll do a story time, and nothing has happened in our lives.
There are no stories.
Yeah, all the interesting stories I told you like a couple of weeks ago, nothing has happened since then. Like nothing at all. So like we're just gonna talk about life and like what's going on with us, because although obviously everything's, you know, crazy right now, I'm still working from home, you're still working from home, so we still, like, I don't know, it's just the daily grind, but from your own house. Do you want to talk about your, I just read, me and Katie have a document, a Google document, which we share, and we write down, like, what we're going to say for each section, not what we're going to say, it's not scripted, but what topic we want to talk about for today. And in Katie's book club, she's got Gabby Hanna video, new book. So I feel like I just kind of want to start you off, because I feel like this is going to take up majority of our podcast time.
Well, okay. So, for those listening that don't know, Gabby Hanna is primarily a YouTuber. She brought out a poetry book a few years ago called Adult Adolescence. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of like Tumblr book that you'd find in, you know, Urban Outfitters and stuff, like very Ruby Kaur inspired type thing. And I read it cover to cover when Asha lent it to me, and it was shocking. It was terrible. Worst poetry book I've ever read in my entire life. Don't waste your time on it. But and I even left one and only Amazon review was for that book, and I said don't read it, but I gave it 0 or 1 star or whatever the lowest is on Amazon.
I think it is 1 star, the lowest.
Yeah. So like that was probably about 3 years ago, maybe two. Yeah, 3 years ago probably. And then the other day, Gabby Hanna put up a YouTube video. It like titled "Let's Talk About My Bad Poetry," and I'm like, yes, let's come on, Gabby, let's open up here and talk about how bad you are at writing poetry. And the thing is that like I did a whole voice note to Asha and to my friend Gemma, who also watches Gabby Hanna, or used to watch Gabby Hanna, about how angry that video made me. But the main part of the video is a plug for her new book, which is also going to be poetry, I think, which I am not looking forward to.
I just found your Amazon review.
No, really?
You're called Catherine on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not waste your money on this book. It's just a money-making scheme for an already way too rich YouTuber. The poems are terrible. The quality of the writing is terrible. Don't buy it.
Yeah, I still stand by that 100%.
Six people found this helpful, just in case you want to know.
Those six people are welcome.
Yes. Yeah, carry on.
The rest of the video, she kind of just rants about how the audience or the readers didn't read the book correctly. She was like, I was making a joke. It's trying to be funny. But then also with some poems, trying to be deadly serious and talk about serious matters like, you know, abuse and depression. But it was a joke. Take it more lighthearted. And it was like, don't tell me how to read your book, because if you're trying to tell me how I meant to read it, you have done something very wrong in the writing of that book. And it just made me very angry. And
so you won't be buying her new one then?
Oh, I will, because I want to read it cover to cover.
But like, I feel like maybe get someone else to gift it to you. Don't spend money on it.
Yeah, no, I'll do what I did with her last one, where you got it, so I read it and then gave it back very happily.
I got gifted it. Someone,
yeah.
I didn't just like go out of my way to buy it.
Yeah, so I really want to see, I do genuinely, because she was like, oh, if anything, my first book has taught me so much and I've grown as an author loads from it. But she started writing her second book before the first terrible one. So I'm like, how have you grown from it?
That's crazy. Like, how can you be one big contradiction? Like,
yeah,
that's really strange to me.
And she didn't talk up, like, she didn't at all during the video, like, the title of the video, Let's Talk About My Bad Poetry, like, she didn't address that her poetry is bad at all throughout the entire video. She just blamed the reader and the audience for not reading it right. And it's just like, it just annoyed me so much.
She's kind of for not owning up, though.
Yeah.
She's famous for not owning up to things that she's done or seeing flaws within her own behaviour.
Yeah, and she's like, she's always the victim.
Yeah, no, definitely. But
it makes me sad that, like, she will make, like, because her fans are young and she will make this new book and she's really proud of it, and, like, lots of people watch her music videos and things, and it, like, I think she's trying really hard to be some sort of role model, and she's just not a good one. And so that just makes me sad.
What makes me even sadder is the fact that she, all art is subjective. And as artists, you and me, I mean, some form of artist, we're not like you kind of are a drawing kind of artist, but like in our own fields, like we're writers and stuff like that. You know, all art is subjective. And when you put artwork out there, no matter what it is, no matter if it's like anything from an Instagram post to like a full on book, people are going to hate it or like it or have some sort of feeling about it. And you just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like you just have to, there's no like, you can't come to people and be like, oh, you're wrong, because it's subjective.
Yeah, absolutely. And she had a whole bit about talking about how before she felt like people were commenting on her poetry and being like constructive criticism. And she said at first, you know, it was good, it was constructive. And then she felt like eventually the constructive part left and it was just criticism. And I'm like, all criticism is constructive criticism. It's just down to you to see the constructive part of it.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, yeah, it was very annoying. But I am looking forward to her new book coming out so I could borrow it off someone.
Have you heard the song?
Her new stuff? Her new one?
She's got a new one out called Dandelion, which I think is meant to go with the book. And then she's got another one called Glass House.
No, I've not listened to either. I think I listened to, like, one of her newish ones a little while ago and it was pretty shocking, and so I was just like, this isn't for me, but it was entertaining.
So I have some feelings about her new song. So Dandelion is actually fairly an okay song, like I would listen to it, but also it reminds me of like Evanescence, so I feel like it's quite an old, almost not old fashioned, but it's like emo, like a young emo Asher would have like been there for that song. The older non-emo Asher is not there.
Yeah, it's like everyone has grown out of that phase. Why are you still making music for that genre?
Yeah, it's like MySpace? Bebo? MySpace? That's what vibe. That's the vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like I would put it as my header on MySpace.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I'm with it. But I've read a book, mine is not as interesting as yours, but I thought I might as well mention it anyway. There's this writer that I've really been enjoying recently called Elizabeth Strout. And by like, I've been enjoying, I read her book, My Name is Lucy Barton. I think I recommended you that book.
You did as well.
Yeah, and it was really, really, really good. And I read it in like one night. And then I recently read her newer book called Olive Kitteridge, I think it's called. Olive Kitteridge, if I'm pronouncing that right. And it was awful. And that was it. That's my whole story. It wasn't good. If you want to, like, because the thing is that it was like, it's a collection of stories, but it's from, so it's like about a small town in like, I want to say like Wales or something. I may be wrong. Like literally, maybe I could be wrong. And it's a story from different people's lives in the town. Like they're all like, it's quite a small town, so everybody knows each other's business and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, and then every person has been affected by this woman called Olive Kitteridge, and it could literally be in the smallest ways, but each person has been affected by Olive Kitteridge. And literally, I have not put a book down in like years. Like I have not finished a book in years. I usually will read it to the end, even if I hate it. I could not finish this book. I could not finish. It was like the most long-winded book I've ever read. Like the idea when I'm saying it out loud sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
But it's not. Like I was reading it and I was like, I just don't care like about these people. Like these characters, yeah. They're not giving them enough time to breathe. Like what each chapter was like 20 pages.
Mm.
And it's just not giving them enough time to like become people.
Yeah.
And in turn of that, they're shoving. It felt like she was shoving Olive, the character Olive Kitteridge into, I'm just gonna call it Olive. I can't remember the last name properly. Into the stories. So I wasn't really learning anything about her either.
Mm, interesting.
I got to the end of it, I might know more about her, but like I just wasn't willing to wait for that long because it's like not a normal, it's like a bit bigger than a normal sized book. It's not massive. But it's like, what, like it's just too, it's making me work too hard for it. And I don't know if that's because I've become lazy with reading since uni. Like I don't know if I've like stopped, like because at uni I feel like if we were forced to read that we would have read it,
yeah,
but I don't know if I like, I don't know, I just haven't had the energy to read. But that's my book rant of the day. We both picked books that we didn't want to read or didn't like.
Yeah, no, I, to be fair, I have it like it, I, the stats on Audible are like true because it has gone down hugely because no one's commuting into work anymore, which means that I haven't read for ages because I'd listen to audiobooks on the train every day.
Yeah,
normally get through a book a week, but at the moment I've got, to be fair, I have got two books that are sitting on my shelf that I do really want to read, one of which is will take a night. It's just Greta Thunberg's Speeches book.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and I've had that, yeah, since like Christmas and I just haven't picked it up yet, and I know it's because I know it's so short and I would just like enjoy it so much all in one night. I'm like, I need to pick a really good day for this.
Yeah.
And the other one I've got was something my dad just finished reading, and I can't remember what it's called. It's something about sort of the meaning of life or something.
Oh, okay.
It's not something deep.
You haven't read any nature books in a while.
I haven't. I can't think of the last what time I read a nature book.
You love nature books.
I do. I really do.
Yeah. I'm reading Reasons to Stay Alive.
Oh, really? By Matt Haig.
Uh-huh, I haven't, by reading, I mean I haven't started it. I've picked it up and put it down the side of my bed as the book I'm reading now.
Yeah.
But I haven't, like, read it yet. But I know it's meant to be good, and I do like Matt Haig. He's so funny on Twitter. He's so
funny. Ways to Live Forever was, lots of people did like it a lot. I thought it was okay. It wasn't my favourite Matt Haig book, though. It was a great book, but, like, I think I enjoyed his more recent stuff more.
What was the one that you read with the dog in it?
The Humans.
Oh, I really want to read that.
That's probably my favourite Matt Haig book at the moment.
It seems like something I would like.
It's like, it's just one of those things where it's just a good story written well.
Yeah.
And you just can't complain about it. And it's like a real page turner. And then, like, typical Matt Haig, in the last four pages, like, it just spirals out of control. But you're, like, so into it, you follow it anywhere.
Oh, I was just thinking, I actually do have a sort of story time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I was actually going to tell you over the phone, but I might as well just tell you now. as anyway. Okay, so you know I have that thing, yeah, where people in my life, I will tell them to like do something or like try something, and then they'll be like, no, that's stupid. And then a couple of weeks later they'll be like, oh my god, have you tried this? Yeah, you know how that happens to me all the time.
Yes.
Okay, so I think it is like the point where this is probably the biggest time this has happened. Because, okay, right, so I've been with my other half for almost 2 years now. That's mad, right? Almost 2 years.
Congratulations.
I know. Shut up. Congratulations, that's the whole story. And yeah, it's basically, and at the very, very beginning of our relationship, I showed him the band OK Go.
Right.
And I was like, this band's really, really good, and he fell in love. He's a filmmaker, so he fell in love with their music videos, because their music videos,
great music videos.
Yeah, exactly. His favorite one is the one with the car. Have you seen, how many music videos have you seen by them?
I've seen the one where they do the zero gravity, and of course the treadmill one. And
the way you said treadmill was so funny.
Treadmill.
You know, treadmill. The
treadmill
one. He's obviously been listening to OK Go for a while now. And he showed OK Go to all his friends and was like, oh yeah, OK Go is so great, blah, 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 blah. And like, I said to his friends, oh, I showed him OK Go. And they're like, oh yeah, this is really, really good, blah, blah, blah. It was like, you know, it was fine. He got invited to a radio show. Kelsey did, my other half, to go do, to go and be on the radio. He's been there twice now. And he gets to pick 4 songs to go onto the radio. And he picked an OK Go one. I can't remember which one it was. But it was a good one. And on the radio, he was like, to the host, the guy was like, oh, I've never heard of OK Go. And Kelsey was like, you've never heard of And already I felt like, you know, the bubbles of anger rising in me, because I knew exactly what was coming. And he was just like, you've never heard of OK Go. And the guy was like, no. And he was like, they're such a good band. I love their music videos. And they started like talking and stuff. And he never mentioned that I showed him OK Go. He was just like, the guy was like, yeah, I love OK Go. I've known about them for like a year now. And it was like, and it probably doesn't like sound like that annoying. But I have this thing in my life where people always like, I'll suggest something to someone. And then they'll be like, and they'll be like, they won't say like no, but they won't try it. And then a couple of weeks later, they'll be like, oh yeah, I tried this thing and it was really, really good. And I'm like, oh, great. But the one with Kelsey happened and I was like, this is going to be one of those times. One of those times. And it sounds like really like petty as I'm saying it, but it just gets to me. It gets to me. We should definitely do a pet peeve episode. That would definitely be one of my pet peeves.
Pet peeve, like for just anyone in general, is I hate seeing people eat yogurt.
I hate people's eat yogurt. Oh my god. I
hate yogurt.
You know the squeezy tube ones?
Yeah.
That makes me
flops? Flubs? Whatever they're called.
Yeah, those ones.
I don't know. But to be fair, yesterday Jack and his yogurt, he kind of got what was coming, because he had a pot of yogurt, like a massive pot that he took out of the fridge and dropped on the floor. And he like dropped it like upright. So like the base of the pot hit the floor and yogurt inside just squirted upwards. Jesus
Christ.
And it went all up his joggers, all up his like sweatshirt, into his face, like in his hair. And then he went and got cleaned up, because obviously he stunk. And then this morning, this was last night, and then this morning I looked up and there was yogurt on the ceiling of our kitchen. So we cleaned that off this morning. That was quite good.
I hate, okay, this is really, 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 really going to gross you out. I hate watching people eat yogurt in the summertime, because I can't deal with, like, sweat and yogurt. That's gross in my mind.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. But I don't like Jack eating yogurt in particular, because I don't like people with beards eating yogurt.
That's gross. Oh, okay.
Okay, let's move on. Weekly favourite.
Okay, so my weekly favourite, if we're moving on to weekly favourites. So since I've had Instagram, obviously, a couple of years after we had Instagram, they got this new feature called Instagram Music, where you could add music to your Instagram. And I have
as only in, recently. To your, you know, like, feed or what?
Story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've only got it recently. I never got the update. It wouldn't let me have it.
Oh.
And I've only recently got it, so now I'm just adding music to everything. That's my weekly favourite. Like, I'm doing a song challenge, a daily song challenge on Instagram now, because I can. Yeah. I work on Instagram all day, every day, and I've never had the music option. But then recently, it must have updated itself. I kept trying to update it, but wouldn't let me, and now I have Instagram music. So watch out, world. My username is Hunter Downer. And there will be daily music on there.
Nice. That's a good one.
That's mine.
My weekly favourite is that I've got... So basically, I had it the other day where I went down a rabbit hole on YouTube watching people do, like, at-home facials and, like, at-home spa treatment things.
Yeah.
And it made me really, really, really want a facial. And obviously, there's no way I can get one at a time like this. But I was like, I should do one at home. And then I was just watching different people's little at-home routines, like skincare routines. And so then I did a bit of a haul on Amazon and bought a whole load of different things, like a little headband. And I got one of those, like, jade roller thingies.
Oh, please let me know if that's good. I really, really want one.
Yeah, I like them. It has, like, there's a roller one, and then there's also one that's, like, a little kind of curved rock that you kind of almost, not scrape, but, like, drag across your face to, like, lift up and, like, pull your skin up and stuff and get more, like, blood circulation to your skin. And I really like that one.
Is that what it does?
Yeah.
I thought it, like, takes the puffiness out of your skin.
Yeah, well, the roller, like, when they're cold, it, like, tightens all your pores, but also, like, helps, like, stimulate and create blood flow and stuff when it's, like...
I'm gonna order one right now as we're talking.
But, yes, yeah, so I got one of those. And I also got one of those little, like, I don't know what they're called. Like, basically, like, a face kind of scrubber thing to do, like, a face wash. So I got all new stuff.
Is it an exfoliator?
Pardon? Oh, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a brush, and it's got different, like, changing heads. So you can do one that's got, like, a massager, but I just use, like, the brush to, like, do a face wash and stuff. But now that I've got a new skincare routine, I think, like, being stuck inside and not seeing the sun as much, like, I've just been feeling, like, my face and my skin is really, like, it just feels dirtier. So I've been, like, washing my face loads. So, yeah, that's my new weekly favourite.
Speaking of skincare, obviously, I haven't bought anything, like, for skincare in quite a while because I have, like, a set skincare routine and I feel like we get stuck in it. But yeah. I've bought some... reusable makeup iPads, like reusable makeup pads, like washable ones.
Oh, so okay.
They're fabric. They're super, super soft. Like, they're so, so soft because obviously you've got to use it under your eyes and stuff. And then you just chuck them in the wash after you've used them a couple of times.
That's cool.
Like, I got 20 for like £5.
Nice.
That's a good deal. My weekly annoyance is, again, very lame, very adult. I bought a ladle the other day because I kept burning myself when I'm making pasta. When, like, draining pasta or, like, taking, like, soup or something out of, like a big saucepan, because I'm really, really little and I have no muscles whatsoever, like, lifting it was really, really hard. So I just kept burning myself and it was, like, the most annoying thing in the world. Like, every day I'd burn myself. So I decided to buy a ladle.
Wow, so adult.
Yeah, I know. So now I have a ladle and it was £2 from Tesco.
Nice.
And that was my weekly annoyance. Because honestly, it's so annoying burning. I hate burning myself as another pet peeve. Maybe everything's just a pet peeve for me. But, like, burning myself, I hate. Because it hurts for so long.
Yeah.
And, like, the tap, and it doesn't go away. Like, you keep taking out the tap, and you're like, oh, it still hurts. That's so, yeah, that's my weekly annoyance.
Yeah.
You've got car troubles.
Yeah, my car trouble. So, obviously, because we're not... So we're not using the car as much, obviously, because we're indoors all the time. And, well, I mean, we use it every week to go to, like, Aldi to do, like, a big food shop every week so that we don't have to keep going out or whatever. And yeah. Jack went to go drive in it and it wouldn't start, but I think it, like, so basically it was just a dead battery and we got Green Flag to come out and do it or whatever. And then you're meant to, like, drive it around for, like, half an hour so the battery can, like, give it a chance to, like, recharge.
Yeah.
And whilst Jack was on that drive, the car kept, like, malfunctioning or whatever.
Oh,
and
no.
With the, like, warning lights and everything, like, service now. And so I was so happy that I actually wasn't in the car with him, because I would have just been like, what do we do? But it kind of fixed itself after a while, but it's just probably down to the fact that like we haven't driven it nearly as often as normal. But it was a real big like, we're just going to be stuck here. We're not going to be able to go to Aldi and get our food shopping.
I'm like, I saw this meme the other day and it was like, oh, when your Uber messages you and they're like, oh, I'm in the blue Honda Civic. And you go, okay, we know what blue is. That's me. I have no idea any type of cars. Like you said to me, Ford Fiesta, and I heard Renault.
Yeah, no, I think I feel like I'm quite good with cars nowadays. That was always a thing when I was a kid, because I was like a tomboy. If I ever got like a magic lamp and got three wishes, I always wanted to ask to have knowledge of like cars, different cars and stuff.
That sounds like another really good podcast idea.
What, if you had three wishes?
Yeah.
Write that down. We'll do that another time.
Okay, cool. Finish what we're looking forward to? I mean, it's probably going to be the same thing.
What are you looking forward to?
Getting out of quarantine.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a quiz tonight with Jack's family. Kind of looking forward to that one.
Yeah, my family's been doing weekly quizzes as well.
Mm.
But it's just like, I'm looking forward to actually seeing my family.
Like, yeah.
I think I'm going to take some holiday when we're out of like quarantine and actually, because we haven't had a break really. So probably gonna take some time off and go see my family. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think, I mean, my sister and her boyfriend did a quiz for my family last night, and because we were like in a controlled quiz environment, like my sister kept muting people so we couldn't talk over each other and that kind of thing.
Oh.
It actually became like a really nice evening where we could actually play the quiz together, and then there was time to talk as well. And it was like, because my family, there's a lot of us, and we all talk over each other all at the same time. So Zoom is like the worst thing ever. But last night, it was a great quiz and we all did like quite well. And my dad came last and he always wins quizzes. Yeah, I did one as well with Gemma, Tilly and Chloe. And it was really good because we each did a round, and five of the questions were like on a topic. So celebrity or animals, or I did Disney. Chloe did Tiger King, you know, classic. Oh, yeah. And then the other five questions were like about us. So, and it was stuff that we expect the other people, like who are your friends, to guess. So it's stuff like, what's my favorite animal? Or a lot of the questions were like, at uni, what was my go-to drink and stuff like that. And that was really good fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
On that note.
Yeah.
Shall we finish here?
Yeah. Okay, thanks for listening. We'll definitely be back for another one fairly soon.
Absolutely. See you next time.
See you next time.